Canmore. A high-level overview of the capital budget highlighted potential projects that could be coming down the pipe for the town of Canmore in 2023 and 2024. The capital budget outlines $37.1 million in potential projects in 2023 and $23.4 million in 2024. From 2025 to 28, a forecasted $171.7 million is identified for council consideration. The average capital budget from 2023 to 28 is $27.9 million. The projects range from the replacement and capacity upgrade for Pump House 2 at a $20 million price tag, to a public art master plan at $50,000 and a tourism economic impact assessment study for $40,000 in 2024. A proposed odor control facilities design for the wastewater treatment plant is sought for 2024, which could lead to further construction and maintenance at the plant in 2025. However, after questions about possibly moving up the project based on the stench Canmore experienced this year, administration indicated it could be moved up 1 year. Construction and maintenance have a placeholder of $2 million, meaning it's more of an estimated cost than a firm number. A budget adjustment could come back for council consideration in the fall of 2023. It is very much a quality of life issue for some of our residents. It's important we address sooner than later and at least have answers so they can understand, said Mayor Sean Krausert. I wanted to explore that, so it's not looking like we know there's a problem and we're not going to really address it until later. I appreciate we can look at it sooner and see if there's anything that can be done sooner. The bulk of the capital spending would fall under utilities such as the pump house replacement, wastewater upgrades to Bow Valley Trail, $3.1 million, and street and drainage improvements for Bow Valley Trail and Teepee Town, $2.7 million. There are also numerous projects from the Human-Wildlife Coexistence Strategy, Climate Emergency Action Plan, waste studies and electric vehicle chargers. Additional work on building on relationships with Indigenous people would also be reinforced. We could really benefit from some focused support on relationship building, connection, and figuring out how to move forward the most high-impact meaningful things in a thoughtful and appropriate way, said Sally Cottle, the town sow. With the Silvertip Gondola proposal going through a Natural Resources Conservation Board review, a proposed $250,000 is in the budget for external legal counsel. The town believes we should apply for intervener status and be involved to make sure to represent the community in that project, said Cottle. Highlighted was a shortfall in reserve contributions in recent years that goes against the recommendations of the town's long-term financial strategy. Palki Biswas, the town's manager of finance, said the base contributions for the general capital reserve should be $500,000, while the asset replacement reserve should be $150,000. Though the latter is at the target number, the general capital reserve is at $375,000 for a targeted contribution deficit of $125,000. The long-term financial strategy recommended that by 2022 the asset replacement reserve should be at $1.4 million, but it is only at $775,000. The flood mitigation reserve aimed to be at $350,000 by 2022, but is at $225,000. Those four reserves account for a reserve shortfall of $875,000. Biswas said those reserve contributions had a shortfall in order to keep property taxes lower, including during COVID-19 pandemic. We have deviated from this intention over the years due to cuts and reductions that have been made to these reserves in order to keep tax rate lower, she said. Other possible projects include replacement of the public pad at the heliport for $65,000, several maintenance-related projects for Elevation Place and additional mode shift initiatives for pathways connectivity and improvements. Town staff also recommended repurposing the existing fire hall to municipal office space when the new fire hall in the Palliser area becomes operational. The existing one would remain unused for about 6 months in case the new facility has any issues. The capital budget is requesting $200,000 for an initial design for repurposing the building, with a construction budget yet to be identified. Administration indicated regardless of whether the space is used for a municipal department, or part of a municipal department, or rented out, the purpose-built fire hall building would need renovations. However, there was confusion among town staff and council on whether it was up to staff to decide or council to direct the future of the land use. Administration indicated the fire hall would likely be a test case under a new decision framework for use of municipal facilities that is under development. I recollect it was being brought back to council for decision, and that's my expectation and I think my colleagues would probably agree, said Cowan. Joanna McCallum in reference to the overall framework. A property tax task force has been proposed for 2024, with the last review taking place in 2013, with administration noting much has changed in Canmore such as commercial and residential properties and visitor homes warranting a potential review. As of 2022, the town has an existing debt of slightly more than $40 million, which is significantly below the provincial allowance of about $85 million. If all capital projects are approved, the new debt would increase to slightly less than $60 million. Debt servicing will see the town pay slightly less than $5 million in 2022 and about $5 million in 2023. The funding from projects largely comes from reserves, but also debentures and provincial and federal grants. By the numbers, numbers in brackets are grant amounts, 2023 proposed projects Pumphouse 2 replacement and capacity upgrade, $20 million, $3.687 million, Bow Valley Trail wastewater upgrade phase 2, $3.10 million Bow Valley Trail and TP Town Street and drainage improvements, $2.7 million, $2.03 million, Bow Valley Trail water upgrade phase 2, $1.75 million Bow Valley Trail pathway improvements, $900,000, $540,000, bridge asset replacement, $800,000, $800,000, wastewater treatment plant disinfection system replacement, $700,000 Prospects Heights retaining wall, $550,000 bus stop improvements, $550,000, $300,000, Three Sisters Creek hazard mitigation design, $325,000, $188,000, elevation place repairs and maintenance, $300,000 elevation place cooling enhancements, $266,000 pathway network connectivity, $250,000, $50,000, external legal counsel for NRCB review of Silvertip Gondola Project, $250,000 fire hall station topsoil management, $200,000 mode shift initiatives, $200,000, unfunded, repurposing fire hall, $200,000 trail surface rehabilitation, $200,000 jumping platform for Quarry Lake, $200,000, unfunded, climate emergency action plan development, $150,000 TP Town 2nd Avenue rehabilitation design, $150,000 second phase of service level review, $100,000 waste characterization study, $100,000 Boulder Crescent Depot redevelopment design, $80,000 accessibility study for facilities, $75,000 universal public bathroom study, $75,000 audio-visual upgrades to council chambers, $75,000 scout hall repairs and maintenance, $75,000 reconciliation, equity, diversity and inclusion audit, $70,000 heliport landing pad surface replacement, $65,000 human-wildlife coexistence strategy and action plan, $60,000 public art master plan, $50,000 proposed projects Railway Avenue Street Improvements, $5 million, $3.3 million, Three Sisters Creek Hazard Mitigation, $4.225 million, $3.877 million, TP Town 2nd Avenue Rehabilitation Design, $2.95 million, $2.5 million, Railway Avenue Wastewater Upgrade, $2.4 million Wastewater Treatment Plant Influence Screen Capacity Upgrade, $900,000 Bow Valley Trail Wastewater Upgrade Phase 3, $600,000 Elk Run Maintenance Facility Repairs and Maintenance, $600,000 Salt Shed Rooftop Solar Installation, $550,000, Unfunded Stone Creek Hazard Mitigation, $500,000, $410,000, Elevation Place Condition Assessment and Priority Repairs, $500,000 Fitzgerald Rise Playground Parks Washroom, $230,000, unfunded wastewater treatment plant odor control facilities design, $200,000 Spring Creek Dog Park, $120,000, unfunded human-wildlife coexistence implementation, $100,000 property tax task force, $75,000, unfunded Indigenous consultation support, $50,000 Tourism Economic Impact Assessment Study, $40,000.